My guest is Kendra Young. She is a music instructor at the Medford Area Middle School. Some of the students in the Medford School District have a unique opportunity to participate in the Wisconsin Junior All-Stars of Music, and they're making a trip to Hawaii this summer. So, Kendra, let's talk about the students. First of all, the number of students that are going on the trip, and how did they qualify be able to take advantage of this opportunity?
So we have 10 Medford kids that are going, plus 6 additional family members. The kids qualified if they were in 6th, 7th, or 8th grade last year. They were nominated based on either band or choir director recommendation, kind of looked at what kids we thought would be good for it, what kids were interested, and then nominated them. And then their family members were given more information about the trip, and they were able to sign up if their families felt that was right for them.
Now, are they choir students or are they instrumental band students? A mix?
Yep, it's a mix of both. We have 2 kids going for choir and 8 kids going for band.
And how much rehearsal time? Because they have rehearsed. They're not just going out there and performing. They are involved in the group. So tell us about the rehearsal time, where they had to go, the amount of time spent on the music.
We spent probably about 4 hours in Verona in the middle of April, meeting with our directors, meeting the kids in the groups. And then we'll spend about 2 days down in Verona again before we leave on the trip, just to kind of put things back together, finalize everything, make sure everything's kind of cleaned up and ready for a performance.
Have you spent time with the students also working on their music?
Not so much at home. I did when we were in Verona. I'm one of the chaperones and one of the coordinators, so I got the flutes in one of the 2 bands. There's 2 bands, an orchestra and a choir, that are going. So I'm in charge of the flutes in one of the groups, so I got to work with them and then sit in on rehearsals.
And students throughout the state of Wisconsin are going. It's not just Medford. It's a big contingent, yes?
Yep, it's the entire state of Wisconsin that it's from. We were looking at numbers yesterday with all students, family members, and chaperones. It's almost 600 kids and parents from Wisconsin going out to Hawaii.
Tell us about the instructors, because the students had unique opportunity to work with some college professors, yes?
Yep. Yeah, they're working with college professors. The band kids are working with Dr. Corey Pompey from Madison. And it's just really cool for them to get to work with that level of musician at a middle school level and get to experience that. And it's nice for them to see what's possible in their future.
And the choir students?
Oh, Dr. Maggie Burke from Carthage College.
Let's talk about the trip to Hawaii itself. They will get to rehearse and then perform their musical pieces, yes?
Yes.
What are some of the other things the students will get to do when they're in Hawaii?
Yeah, so we'll get to visit Pearl Harbor. We'll get to go see the memorial to the Arizona. They'll get to perform on the deck in front of the USS Missouri and then get to tour the Missouri. I've been out there a few years ago, and it's just crazy how huge that ship is compared to you as a person. They'll get to do some hiking. They'll get to see Diamond Head Volcano. They get to see a waterfall. They get to go out to the Polynesian Cultural Center and just see people native to the Polynesian area and what their culture is like, and get to experience a little bit of that. Of course, some shaved ice is popular, the beach is popular, all the fun things.
Let's talk about the fundraising, because you have concluded your fundraising. Yes, would you like to send out a thank you?
Yeah, so just a general thank you to anybody who donated to these students' trips. If you help them, some of them benefited from the mattress sale. We did some popcorn and coffee sales and some quick trip cards. So if you help support these kids or in their individual fundraising, just thank you, because this is just something that they may never do again. So we appreciate you.
Tell us when the trip is planned.
Yeah, so we're leaving early in the morning, like 5 a.m. on July 8th, and we'll fly out to Honolulu then, and then we return on the 14th of July.
All right. Once again, my guest, Kendra Young. She is a music instructor at the Medford Area Middle School. Group of students from Medford having a trip of a lifetime. Going to go out this summer, perform in Hawaii. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing, and best of luck.
Yeah.